A wooden ship carrying brown bodies floats through a sea of silk organza fabric. Red, white, and blue flags hang from a mast. A cannon made of zippers sticks out at onlookers. It's a scene from 1619, when one of the first ships arrived in America with slaves from Africa. It's detailed enough to feel real, but it's just a quilt.
When you say quilt exhibit, people don't really understand what that means in context of what we actually have here on the walls today.
Kimberly Riley is assistant director of the Orange County Regional History Museum. It's the first place to host the traveling exhibit, which features 69 quilts. They recount moments like the March on Washington and a massacre that destroyed an all-black Central Florida town.
It is literally an art exhibit as well as a history exhibit.
And it's a step back into childhood for Debbie King. She lives in Deltona now and can think back to when she was 19 in the Navy but couldn't vote.
I remember sleeping under quilts that my grandmother made. I remember coming to Florida on vacations to visit family, and we had to stay in hotels or motels for color. You know, I can visually see those neon signs.
Quilting in African-American culture came out of a need to stay warm and to navigate laws that kept blacks from reading and writing. But these days, it's associated with hobbyism and grandmothers. Carolyn Maslumi curated the exhibit to change that view.
There are people in universities around the world that are studying quilts. They're historical documents that really give a glimpse into people's lives.
Maslumi heads the Women of Color Quilters Network, an international group with over 500 quilters. She believes quilts can be as relevant today, if not more, than in the past.
Statistics show that the average American does not get their history necessarily from reading. It's more of a visual input.
That's why Marlene O'Brien started making quilts 20 years ago. They reminded her of extensions of the bulletin board she made as a teacher in South Carolina.
Look at the detail. Look at the back of that suit. Look at the back of the suit.
Two of her quilts appear in the exhibit, one a freedom fighter, Denmark Vesey, and the other a twofold look at civil rights progress, past and present. In them, she uses everything from school records from her great-grandparents to design apps on her iPad to bring the stories to life. Her goal is to defy myths of what African-American quilt making is or should be.
Most of us who quilt now are not making quilts for beds. We're making quilts to go on walls. People who will say, I don't want to go to see that because, you know, I'm not interested in quilts. And once they see them, they're just blown away.
But keeping the legacy of the work alive means introducing quilting to younger people, says exhibit curator Karen Maslumi.
It's so much about our heritage that they don't know because they don't necessarily learn it in school.
Back at the exhibit, I find a group of children weaving in and out from quilt to quilt, taking in nuggets of history about sports, law, and economics.
So is there any quilt that you all just really like?
Ooh, the Trayvon Martin one.
Can someone describe it?
Well, he has Skittles in his hand, he has iced tea.
The quilt resonates with them because it revives an image that they've seen. And that's the very power and purpose of the tradition, quilters past and present would say.
Like, because he died, just because he's...
Renata Sago, 90.7 News.